Tuba, good morning.
Good morning.
So to start off with, I mean, this is not, unfortunately, an isolated incident. Do you feel like there is a sense at the moment that Islamophobic attacks are part of a larger trend?
Yes, of course. I mean, Islamophobic attacks and Islamophobia doesn't just come from nowhere. It's not one person with this one idea. It's a result of larger institutionalized racism.
Do you feel like, I guess, how are Australian Muslims alienated by segments of the wider society, in your view?
Well, the alienation of Muslims, I feel, is a direct result from, as I've already said, a larger xenophobic rhetoric that is pushed forward by our government, whether it be in its military intervention into the Middle East, whether it be preferencing non-Muslim refugees. It's a larger issue like that, which legitimizes it definitely dictates the media cycle and legitimizes this ability to talk about Muslims through, like, the view, well, historically speaking, like, sort of through this view of Orientalism, where there are just these accounts of Muslim people, but there's no sort of actual involvement or actual interactions.
And so I guess the most recent incident has been these alleged bias-motivated attacks outside UTS, the UTS building. Have you seen much of a response from the university?
So far, the university itself has sent out an email to the staff saying that in regards to the perpetrator, but I'm not able to, I guess, further comment on that. Yeah, so far we are waiting on university responses, but there has been support from the NTEU. There is a speaker who will be willing to speak from there, so it's important to recognise the links between staff union and students in terms of fighting this and making universities a safe learning space.
Now, you and some other students as well have taken the issue into your own hands and have organised a rally and a speak out. What, I guess, motivated you to organise this event?
Well, in terms of actually changing public opinion and causing real change, it does require students to organise themselves and put their foot down and say when enough is enough. And yeah, so that's definitely prompted me. I've been involved in refugee activism before, and I know the very real material results of actually organising students and empowering students to be the makers of change.
It does sound absolutely fantastic. Before I do let you go, Tuba, could you give us some of the details of the event that is happening?
Okay, so students and staff are going to speak out at 1:30 p.m. in front of the UTS Tower building. And we're going to have lots of different speakers. We're going to have staff speakers, hopefully a slam poet, hopefully lots of members of the Muslim community. It would be awesome for people to get along and show their solidarity and stand in solidarity with Muslim students and say no to Islamophobia and no to racism.
Well, Tuba, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
No worries. Have a good day.